sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 16th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I want to remind you guys, tell people about the website for this show, yourdefendingfathers.com. The website dedicated to this show carries it live 9 to noon Monday through Friday with a stream player button on it. But in addition, every 3 hours, today's show will repeat. So if you missed the first hour today from 9 to 10, it will repeat at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m. tomorrow morning on that website. But more importantly, after the show at noon today, all the podcasts, every half hour of today's show, will populate on the link at the top where it says podcast. You can click on podcasts and listen on demand anytime you want. Please tell everybody you know about the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Tell them to check out the show. Tell them about the stream player as well as the podcast. We really need people to know about the show. Many people work 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, can't listen live while we're doing the show, can't interact with us, sending us text messages. So please tell them about the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. We're going to start this story off. It's going to take us a little while to get through it. But a personal friend, former state senator, gubernatorial candidate Patrick Kobach, testified yesterday in front of the House Election Integrity Committee. He actually recommended specific legislation that would enhance transparency around election records and codify the importance of the, quote, chain of custody, end quote, of ballots. Something that Kobach is very, very much aware of. Since his time in the Senate, Kobach has become an activist on election integrity, a platform he used yesterday to criticize Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson as he recommended policies that he thinks would bring transparency to elections. Kobach called transparency a one-word solution to election integrity concerns. While Benson has been very vocal about the importance of transparency, He said her refusal to fulfill a subpoena issued by the House Oversight Committee regarding election training materials is a glaring example of her actions contradicting her words. Kobach mentioned such instances as Benson's PAC contributing $82,500 to Michigan Supreme Court Justice Kyra Bolden's reelection campaign just before she was going to write the opinion about a case, O'Halloran versus Benson, which was in front of the Michigan Supreme Court. Surprise, surprise, Bolden voted in favor of Benson, the Secretary of State. We'll continue the story on the other side. Short break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Continuing with this story about former senator, former gubernatorial candidate Patrick Kobach. He testified yesterday in front of the House Election Integrity Committee. Kobach raised concerns about Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's, quote, contempt for the rule of law, citing Assistant Attorney General's Heather Meingas comments in the very same case, O'Halloran versus Benson, when she said, if a policy conflicts with the Constitution, or it's not something they can do or control, or if it's a bad idea, Benson's office might not choose to do it. So Kobach said, in other words, Benson only follows a law she agrees with. Well, Angela Benander, Chief Communication Officer for the Michigan Department of State, Benson's office, said that the committee's chair, State Representative Rochelle Smith, is doing a disservice to Michigan voters by platforming and giving a venue to these widely discredited self-appointed experts, end quote, is what she called and referred to Kobach as. Self-appointed expert? Excuse me, ma'am. Patrick Kobach, all 8 years he was in the state Senate, sat on the elections committee. He chaired it 4 out of 8 years. I think he knows a little bit about elections. Well, she went on to say, it's July of 2025. Why are they spending taxpayer resources and valuable time on these debunked conspiracy theories, while everyone else is rightly focused on passing a budget and on legislation that solves problems for people in Michigan? The House Elections Committee has hosted a parade of extremists to spout false information about our state's secure elections. It's been 7 months and the committee has not introduced any legislation based on these presentations. The people of Michigan deserve to know why the chair and the speaker are letting a small group of social media-based election deniers drive their agenda. She went on to say, Michigan's elections are secure. The results are accurate. And the Michigan Department of State will continue to focus on the practical, tangible ways we can further improve our system. We are ready to work with the Elections Committee to do the same whenever they're ready. Well, Kobach specifically mentioned legislation that could be passed that would improve transparency as well as chain of custody. That was the main focus of his testimony. But Kobach also recommended a subpoena for the qualified voter file transaction log to show exactly who, when, and how the voter qualified records are updated. Kobach told the committee that the legislature should formally request that the federal government investigate Dominion CEO John Polis, Attorney General Dana Nessel, and Michigan Supreme Court Justice Bolden for accepting the contribution from Benson just prior to ruling on her case. What's happening right now is that we have this big mystery box called the election system. I think it needs to be opened up with a bright flashlight and we should see it across the board and examine every single election, which was Kobach's response to the Democrat, Mai Chong, Democrat of Warren's question about why his election to the state Senate was any different than the elections that he's calling into question. Chong also asked why he didn't introduce the legislation he's recommending when he was a legislator. Kobach said he wanted to have a committee hearing talking about the election anomalies in 2016, but the Senate Majority Leader back then, Arlen Meekhof, prevented any discussions. Kobach has been on this, folks, going all the way back to 2016. The presidential election of 2020, which he then analyzed and wrote a book, The 2020 Coup, What Happened and What Can We Do to Stop It, was 4 years in the making. When he was a sitting state senator, he wanted to have discussions about 2016, but the Senate Majority Leader at the time, Arlen Meekhof, would not allow it. And here's the other point to all of this. Transaction logs of the qualified voter file. I haven't even talked about that. I've talked about the qualified voter files and how they need to be cleaned up, but I never talked about the transaction logs. This is something that Pat explained to me before his testimony. He said he was planning on talking about it, and he did. The transaction logs of the qualified voter files that are contained in your township's clerk's office, in your county clerk's offices, show specifically who, when, and how the qualified voter files are updated. Who are the people doing the updating? Where are these qualified voters coming from? The transaction logs would show it all. And Kobach recommended to the committee that they subpoena this information from the Secretary of State. And one of the things that you have to understand, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, you know how she's refusing to give these training materials that she issued to the local clerks back in the 2020 election, the 2022 election, and yes, this most recent November 5th, 2024 election? She refused a subpoena request for those training materials. Well, guess what? If you go to the e-portal that clerks operate under this year, 2025, all of those old training manuals have been scrubbed. They're gone. Jocelyn Benson has updated them and changed them with regards to the rules and how clerks are supposed to conduct the elections heading into next year's 2026 election. They've all been changed. We have copies of the old ones from 2020, 2022, and 2024. We have copies of those. Well, guess what? They've all been scrubbed and removed from the Secretary of State's e-portal, and they've been updated. Many of them completely different and contradictory to the instructions she gave to the clerks in those prior elections. This information needs to be given to the Election Integrity Committee. I hope that the House Oversight Committee will issue subpoenas specifically for those and get to the bottom of this before next year's election. Why? Because two reasons. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson will be in charge of overseeing next year's election, her final election, for her to be Secretary of State in overseeing that election. She also happens to be a candidate running to be the next governor of the state of Michigan in the August 4th primary next year. How can you possibly be the Secretary of State overseeing your own election for governor in that August primary? We've got to get to the bottom of this, what she's done in the past and what she's doing this year to cover her butt is basically what she's doing. So we'll continue to follow this story. I'm going to reach out to Patrick Kobach and see if he's available to come on the show to talk about his testimony, but this has basically been MERS news service coverage of it, and we'll see if we can, in fact, get him on the show. Very, very interesting. We'll see if he agrees with my assessment about Jocelyn Benson running for governor next year while she is the Secretary of State overseeing the state's election. We'll see where this goes and continue to follow it. Now, again, I mentioned it in the first hour. I want to mention it again. 2 weeks from tonight, you still have time to get your tickets to join us. Vicky and I will be down attending. Many others will be attending the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee's fundraising event in McBain, Michigan. It's going to be a good old-fashioned cowboy western-themed barbecue, live music, great speakers, great food, going to be a great time. They're looking to raise money for the upcoming Michigan Republican Party's biennial conference on Mackinac Island. That's going to be in September, and we're excited about it. We would love for you guys to come join us. So if you'd like tickets to the event, text me the number 1ST. The number 1ST, text me 231-360-5140. I'll send you the flyer that has all the information on it, the website, the phone number to the treasurer, their email address. You can get your tickets and come join us again 2 weeks from tonight. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. One other short note I got to get in here real quick, too. We still have a few window stickers left. I forgot about it. Checked the inventory the other day. We still have about 70-some rear window stickers. If you haven't gotten a rear window sticker on your vehicle for the radio station, text me your first and last name, your mailing address, how many vehicles you need them for, and we'll get them in the mail to you. We'd like to get rid of these last 70-some. Get them out there where we have 1,000 cars now in the listening area driving around with the radio station stickers on it. 97.7 FM WCHY. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.